On this very day in 1985, the number one song on the Billboard Top 100 was...
We are the world. We are the children.
Fast forward to 2007, when Timbaland's Give It To Me featuring Nelly Furtado topped the charts. So more than two decades ago, we were holding hands and swaying to a song of unity. And these days, we're bouncing to pop stars singing about how fabulous they are. Psychologist Nathan DeWall has had the pleasure of listening to it all for research, and he found that lyrics in pop music from 1980 to 2007 reflect increasing narcissism in society. And DeWall is an associate psychology professor at the University of Kentucky, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
So I'm curious, what was the inspiration for a study like this? Were you listening to the radio?
It's a very good question. Yes, I was. I was listening to a song that really one of my favorite bands, Weezer, had on one of their albums recently. And it's called The Greatest Man That Ever Lived. And I kept wondering who would actually say that out loud. The ironic thing is it's a song about how I'm the greatest person in the world, but it's to the tune of 'Tis a Gift to Be Simple, which is a song about humility. And so what I wanted to do, instead of relying on self-report measures of personality like narcissism, I wanted to actually go into our culture, our cultural products, which are tangible artifacts of our cultural environment. And so for that, I thought maybe song lyrics would be a very good jumping off spot.
And what did you find?
What we found over time is that there's an increasing focus on me and my, and instead of we and our and us. So for example, instead of talking about love being between we and us, and us finding new things together, it's mostly about how, you know, for example, Justin Timberlake in 2006 said,
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah.
What we think is that these popular song lyrics are really a mirror of cultural changes in personality, traits and motivations and emotions and things like that.
You know, when you talk about increased narcissism in music, I guess one word comes to mind for me, Kanye.
That would be a quintessential example of narcissism, sort of feeling like you really know everything, that you know what's best, that if you don't win awards, it's not that objectively you weren't as good as other people, it's just that people don't really understand how great you are.
So how does this affect the way teens and young adults and even old folks who listen to this music function in society and think about themselves as they sing along to all of this?
It reinforces this idea in American culture that we really need to focus on how people feel about themselves. You know, we can't really threaten other people's self-esteem. We can't give them accurate feedback about who they really are. People who are very narcissistic, they come off as very confident. But if you insult them or provoke them in any way, it sort of breaks their bubble, and they're very fragile people.
Well, Nathan DeWall, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Nathan DeWall is a professor of psychology at the University of Kentucky. He analyzed pop hits over nearly three decades and found narcissism is on the rise. His article is published in the journal Psychology of Aesthetics, Creativity, and the Arts.
My lovely little lumps, check it out. I drive these brothers crazy, I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely, they buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Adana. Karen, they be sharing all their money, got me wearing fly.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.